This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's an important day, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen to discuss you know what. What we're having for lunch today. What are you having for lunch today, Victoria?
I don't know yet. I'm excited about lunch, though.
Have you been invited to go someplace special? Where are you going for lunch?
I don't know. It might involve drinking heavily.
Okay. No drinking while you're doing this program, though. You have to wait until we're all done and be sober by tomorrow morning at the same time.
I'll try my best.
All right. That's a good thing. So amid all of the disappointment about who's running and what they've had to say, Donald Trump and this and the other side, the business about Hillary Clinton and that, there's this and that, I thought it was very interesting to look at how this political year on the radio has taken a very interesting turn. In my years, and I'm getting a little long on the tooth there when it comes to doing these sorts of things. And maybe that's why I'm as cynical as I am about all of it, because it really is. Nothing has changed. I have voted since I was 18. So let's see, how many elections is that we take away? 12 presidential elections? Wow. I voted in 12 presidential elections. So,
are there any that you skipped?
No. Never skip. I vote in every election, local, state, every election I vote. Once in a while I get stuck if I'm not where I need to be to vote on that day, and I haven't been smart enough to do the advance. But I don't like doing the advance, frankly. I'm very much against early voting. I don't like it. I don't think it's fair. I think it disquiets me, because what it does is, especially this year, we've got all this information floating around, and still 70% of the people who are eligible to vote haven't voted. They'll vote today. Well, and that's not right to have all of this information about who's voted, and even Dixville Notch. I don't want to know who won up there.
Yeah, so is your problem with the actual early voting, the process of people going and voting early, or the fact that they release
the fact that the results come out? I don't mind them going to vote early. I just don't want to know what the results are. It's not fair. It skews the election. It screws with people's heads. You can quietly go vote and be happy. I was talking to a very good friend of mine last night who is a local partisan, and he's involved in town government. And he voted last week because he said the stress, because he goes around and puts up signs for candidates and that sort of thing. He's very involved. And he said, I just want to vote because it was stressful for me. I get
a lot
that.
Of people have been saying that online this week.
But I don't want to know how he voted. I know how he voted because he's a partisan. But I don't want to know in general how the people voted. It's just not right. I'm surprised somebody hasn't gone to the Supreme Court with that. They went to the Supreme Court with who can go and stand and watch at the polling places and how many people can be there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So why do we have to? I don't want to know. It just isn't. And by the way, you know, we've had this all through my career as a broadcaster, especially since the 70s. The fact that there is information which skews the election at 8 o'clock East Coast time. You see all of this stuff, and you'll see it today, all the news channels. There's the vote here, electoral, blah, blah. So meanwhile, 3 hours later, the polls haven't closed yet in California and Oregon and Washington. And they haven't closed in Hawaii. So, oh, yeah, there's that state out in the middle of the Pacific that's 5 hours from the East Coast time.
Yeah.
How is their vote count? It doesn't. And the West Coast doesn't count unless it's close like this election is. You'll see. Once the results come in from Florida, you'll have all these birds saying, well, the projected winner is Hortense Kobunga, or whoever it is. It's just, it's not right. And I sound like a broken drum or a broken arrow or broken record, whatever it is that I'm sounding like. But it's just, I'm fed up with it. And that's why I originally wanted to vote for Trump. And I wish the heck that he had not gone down the path that he went with his foolishness. And the other thing that I'm bothered about when looking at least the speculation from the Trump camp as to who would be in important key cabinet positions. I know Hillary Clinton's going to replicate whatever Bill suggests, and I don't mean this as disrespect, but this will be very much as it was before, by the way. It was she had huge input into his campaign, into his presidency. Huge. And likewise now, it's the other way around. They will run it together like they did before. That's the way I see it. And so I think that there's a certain comfort in that with some people. If you look back at the Clinton administration, there was no wild stuff. It was really good for the economy, yada, yada, yada. Now, having said that, there are, you know, some of the people that were around then still will be around now, and you can count on seeing them in, I think. But as far as Trump is concerned, what I'm looking at is a retread of the same people that were in there when Bush was there, or at least the ideas that are coming, and some of the same political hacks that made me want to not be a Republican in the first place. So were I to vote for Trump, and this, I've oftentimes said who I had voted for, and I haven't decided yet whether I'm going to tell you who I voted for. Tomorrow I'll tell you. Maybe, maybe I won't. I know.
Well, it's no one's business. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it isn't. Yeah, no, but it's an okay thing. If you're running a strong partisan political show, it's perhaps more important for the audience to know. But in this circumstance, I don't. Yeah, it isn't anybody's business. I mean, it's pretty obvious who you're going to. Well, no, actually, it isn't obvious who you're going to vote for. I think that's good. I don't want to know who you vote for. But I think it's obvious who Kara's going to vote for, and that's okay.
Kara voted already.
Yeah, right.
Her ballot has been cast.
Excuse me. So I just think that when we look around,
I just think that the reason, like the who voted for whom, and I think that that just lends itself more to the divisiveness right now.
Yes,
I think everybody
right.
needs to go back.
Thank you.
Let's everybody be a little bit old school. Let's have a little bit of class and decorum, and yep. vote in private, and then keep it that way. So everybody, yep. that's kind of where I
and
wish
whoever
the country
becomes
would go
president,
right now.
Support whoever. Like when Obama
exactly.
became president, I was very supportive of him. I didn't vote for him, but I was very supportive because some of the ideas that he put forth I thought were worth supporting. And then, you know, it took a while, not long, for his true colors to show, for me anyway. And so then I just sort of got off
the
bandwagon.
I mean, you know, I was raised in a family, and maybe this is just how my family was, but, you know, I mean, my mom and I still can get into it a little bit. She voted for George Bush twice, and I like to remind her of that. Oh, you went back for seconds, Mom. But still, I never disrespected the office of the presidency. The presidency and the White House and the office, all of that means something to me. And whoever is occupying it, I pray for that person every day that they
good
do
for
the
all
right
of us.
Thing.
If they do the right thing.
And if it's Donald Trump, and I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, I loved him on The Celebrity Apprentice. I've always said I want him to have his TV show back because I miss him there. But if he ends up in the White House, then I will pray every single day that he will make the best possible decisions for everyone in the country. And that's it.
That's the smart thing to do. It's all about all of us together. We collectively survive if we break ourselves up. And we separate ourselves like we have so much in the last 4, 5, 6 years, and then it's easier for people to have their way with us, and that's not a good thing. So I think that's the intelligent approach. Yes, you have the intelligent approach. 15 past the hour here. The storyline is Election Day on the DJV Experience.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between November 1st and 20th to get a 20% discount off your holiday order plus free shipping. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code HOLIDAY.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Lucra 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep, options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see what's going on in the fabulous world of sports. Mark Cuban has revoked press credentials for a couple of ESPN reporters. Why? He owns the Dallas Mavericks, for those who are unwashed and don't know. He owns a lot of stuff, including, that's the best way to put it, I think, Victoria. He owns lots of stuff, including the Mavericks. He seems to be quite an interesting guy all the way around. Loves sports. He's got now his own cable channel, yada, yada, yada. So why did he want these two guys to get lost?
Well, apparently he was unhappy that these two reporters were covering the Mavericks full time, and now ESPN has reassigned them so that they're covering the NBA in general. And I think he doesn't want them. And I could be wrong, and please give us a call if I am wrong about this. But I believe
3684. Yes, please go ahead.
And do you know that I didn't know that I didn't know that the phone number spells Doug until Jen says that way. I didn't know that. You should say it that way. It's really easy.
302 Doug. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that. Anyway, he didn't want reporters who weren't there to cover his team full time to be in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a business decision. It's a strategy decision. They're not happy with it. It does, yeah. Because if you're there to just cover the Mavericks, there's a loyalty that's sort of inherent with that, with sports reporters.
Yeah,
a friend of mine covers.
Supposed to be loyal. They're supposed to be objective. That's not objective.
Right, but a friend of mine covers the Denver Broncos, and he is an exclusive reporter for the Broncos. So there's a trust thing. You get inside scoop from coaches and players, and there's a trust thing there. And when you're allowed in the locker room, there is some stuff that's off the record. And so for these reporters to have been in that position to now be covering all of the NBA, I can understand why he would say, you guys are still allowed in the building, you can cover the away games, but you're not allowed in the locker room.
Really? Huh. That's very interesting.
Mark Cuban actually called it a business decision.
Yeah. I don't know enough about how all this stuff gets done, so I'm going to take your word for it. Very interesting. I never would have thought about it that way, but it does. There's some business sense to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for bringing
it up. You're welcome.
schnoz on that one. It's 21 past the hour. DJV on.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
By the way, DJV, Victoria, and Kara, and Doug, with a focus on Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. She's 65 years old. I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
Didn't have to. Wow. She was in Florida someplace following a gig in Tampa the night before playing on Stevie Nicks' 24-karat gold tour. The shows have seen her delivering several songs from the new Pretenders album called Alone. That's this. This is one of them, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
Yeah, what is it?
I like this sound. This is good.
I like the old
sound.
No,
I know. The streets.
The crank it up here.
The creeks and the deserts. I'm taking my time sitting on park benches.
Your voice has changed a lot.
Glamour. It all starts down here.
It almost sounds like an old Cheryl Crow song to me.
And I'm on it.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I'm a Santa Monica Boulevard. It does sound a little like that. You're right, Kara.
Yeah.
Very sharp of you to hear that in that. So, she's opening for Stevie Nicks.
And this is a great double bill.
She sounded like, just there, she sounds like Chrissy Hynde. But her voice deeper, isn't it?
I like being alone. This is like your song, Doug. I like being alone. I think, to me, this is giving me a lot of Iggy and the Stooges. This is a very cool. But it makes sense because Dan Auerbach is the guy who produced all of this. He's the frontman for the Black Keys. He produced Dr. John's last album called Lockdown, which is the best thing Dr. John has ever done. And I love Dr. John. This guy is a magical producer. He's based in Nashville. And he's done so many different types of albums. He's like Mark Ronson in that sense.
Yeah.
So I think this is a great sound for the Pretenders now.
Well,
at this point in their career, I think this is very cool.
She's her own person, that's for sure. She's a little tart with her mouth from time to time. I like some of the earlier stuff. And people still remember that her riff, and I forget from which song, is what Limbaugh uses as his open. As much as she's protested over the years, and even took him to court to keep him from using it. Because,
really?
Yeah, because the copyright law is such. You pay, I wish I could remember it now, I can't remember it. It wasn't one of her big hits.
Oh, okay.
But it's something that comes in, I believe, the first, whatever album was out at the time Limbaugh went on the year 1988 was where it came from. So this is my favorite Chrissy Hines song. Crank this up, will you please, Karen? But listen to the difference in her voice there. We get some.
Wait, is this the
that's
song?
It.
Yes,
that's
my city was gone.
What's it called?
My city was gone. My not city. One that I'm familiar with.
That's but. The first. That's from the first album, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. She heard that it was going to be Limbaugh. She went apoplectic. And there's nothing they can do about stopping anybody from using it. This stuff, when it becomes licensed and you pay the fee, then you can use it the way you want. You know, like all these people have said in the elections, I don't want them to use my song. If they pay the fee, the license fee, to use it on the airwaves, if they use it just in, you know, in a rally or something, you use it and you don't have to pay any fee.
It's a weird song choice for him, though. I don't get it, but all right.
For Limbaugh?
Yeah.
Well, it's the riff. It's not
okay.
The context of the song at all. It's just the
riff. Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. All right. 28 past the hour. A little musical history here on DJV.
Chase your dreams. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A hunter once took his dog out to find a rabbit. His dog found and chased the rabbit, but had no success in catching it. The hunter scolded his dog and said, "How could you be so big but let a little creature like that get away from you?" And the dog replied, "I was just running for my supper, but the rabbit was running for his life." And that's how it is with dreams, I think. Most people go after them as though they're their supper, when, in fact, we all need to pursue our dreams as if our lives depended on it. When we chase our dreams as though our lives depend on it, we will be much more likely to achieve them. For help with motivation for your dreams, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
At Jared, we turn feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like an iconic watch from our spectacular Movado collection. The timeless Movado Museum dial with its signature single.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the neighbors. Fill the whole blockade. And the cops show up and try to shut us down. If you wanna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party.
Now 34 after the hour. On Tuesday, November the 8th, 2016, Election Day, the activity already getting warm, lines falling. I just nosed around a couple of local channels here. The lines are forming outside polling places that would normally open at 7 o'clock East Coast. Now, they open at 7 o'clock in most jurisdictions. So if you have to be at work at 7, don't get done until 3, 4, or 5 o'clock. You have to go. The lines, I sure think that the lines will be longer later today. Don't you think that that will be the case,
yes, Victoria? Yes. I think so, the earlier you can go, the better.
Right. So we have this silly system that doesn't give you time on a work day to really go. If you have to wait till the end of the day to vote, which is what a lot of people are going to have to do, then if you're in a jurisdiction where the person is the clerk of courts, let's say, or the clerk, the city clerk, county clerk, they can make a rule that at 8 o'clock they're just close to the polls now. Even if there was a line around the corner. And that's happened to the frustration and anger of lots of people. I remember it happening 4 years ago, 8 years ago. It's been a problem for the past several administrations. And nobody's really done anything about it. Nobody's done anything about fixing any of these problems that I can see. So what do we do to fix that? What do we do to fix, maybe the more important question here is going to be tomorrow or the next day, talking about how to heal the wounds. Will you choose a woman to be your commander-in-chief, and does that make a difference? Or will you choose a businessman to be your leader, and does it make a difference that he's a businessman? Does it make a difference whether she's a woman? For me, it doesn't, frankly. Make
do you
any
think
difference
it still does
whatsoever.
In general,
oh, a lot of
though?
People. Oh, absolutely.
Are they men?
I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah. The people
that's
are,
that's
the
same.
Probably more than not, yes, I would think. Yeah, more than not. I will tell you, I was, I haven't been, those of you, I was gone, whether you like me admitting this or not, the reason I took the trip when I did, the opportunity was there, but I was happy to go so that I didn't have to spend 10 days talking about this. I really didn't. Even though this program is not about it, it has been virtually impossible to have a conversation on any kind of radio program that discusses issues of any context without dealing with some of the issues that have followed this process. You couldn't do it and be doing justice and service to your listeners. Just couldn't. Granted, we may take a different approach to it, but it still is something that requires a focus. So I'm going to tell you something that will annoy a lot of people. I'm looking at a picture that was taken last night at a rally with Hillary embracing Bill and vice versa, and Chelsea's looking on. It was a very public display, but there's something about what the two of them have. Say what you will about him being a philanderer. Say what you will about her and whatever her motives have been. But the two of them have stuck it out. In circumstances, I give her more credit than I give him, honestly. And you can say, well, it's because it was good for her aspirations. I don't know. Well, maybe it was. Maybe that was part of the thinking. But you don't stick around, I don't think. Or maybe, let me put it this way. You don't have expressions on your faces. These two are pretty good actors, both of them, but they're not that good. Especially with Chelsea. I have great regard for Chelsea. I think Chelsea is one of the best of all of the kids, the first kids that have come along since the Carter era. I thought Reagan's kids. I thought Nixon's kids were actually pretty good. The Kennedy kids were okay. They turned out to be pretty good. I think Amy was always a foul ball, and so if I look ahead to Reagan's kids, only because I knew Michael. I know Michael. I haven't talked to him though for quite a long time. The whole business of what went on there was so dysfunctional. The Reagan family was so dysfunctional. It was obvious that the two younger kids that were from that union liked their mother okay, but they didn't care that much for their father. Whereas
how many kids were there?
Four.
Okay.
There were four Reagan kids. Maureen and Michael were adopted by Jane Wyatt when she was married to Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Patty and Ron came along as a part of the real...
And how old were they when President Reagan was in office?
Well, Michael and I were friends then, and he's not that much younger than I am, so he would have been in that era.
So they weren't living
40s.
In the White House.
None of them lived in the White House. No, no, they didn't live in the White House.
It's funny, so, it's sort of like my whole life, I'm used to a kid in the White House.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it starts. I mean, the Bush kids lived in the White House.
Well, Chelsea.
Chelsea lived in the White House.
Yeah, Chelsea, then the Bush
but I
twins.
Think the Bush,
well, the Bush twins were in college, so they sort of
yeah.
were.
Yeah, and I have the greatest respect. Neither Barbara nor, I'm sorry, neither George or, what the heck is Bush's wife's name?
Laura.
Laura. Had as much influence over their children as old Lady Bush did. I say that lovingly when I refer to her as old Lady Bush. Barbara Bush is as tough as nails.
I wouldn't and mess with her.
The first year that the kids got into trouble, I forget what they got into trouble for, but there was some trouble.
Drinking on campus.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, underage drinking. They had fake IDs. Like, who doesn't? I mean, everyone does.
Well, but they got caught, and it didn't look good. So Barbara Bush told them in no uncertain terms, in a way that affected them.
Straighten up, fly right.
Exactly. You better not get into trouble again, or you're going to deal with me. And they didn't. They never got into trouble again. But it didn't come from the old man. It didn't come from the mother. It came from the grandmother. And I've always had a lot of, I have a lot of respect for her. I think she's, you know, once when George Bush was on the campaign trail and there were questions about abortion, and he said, well, I don't believe in abortion. And Barbara Bush was on the sidelines winking to people. Because, you know, he had to say what he had. It's just like all of the stuff. I mean, how many things do you think the Clintons have said or the Trumps have said during the last 4 or 5 months that they felt like they had to say in order to get votes, and they won't pay any attention to it? One of the things that Hillary Clinton has talked about is taxation. She's not going to do anything to change the tax code. She won't do anything to help it, but she's not going to do anything to hurt it to change it. And nothing.
So all the rhetoric stuff. Of, oh, your just taxes are going to go up if you vote
nonsense.
Hillary in.
Yeah, no, nonsense. Yeah. These people are middle, both she and her husband, from my, these people are, remember, they're contemporaries of mine. I've watched them since they were in politics in Georgia. I've watched them for years and years and years and years and years, and they are extraordinarily consistent. They have been for 40 years the same, never mind the fact that they still exist together as a couple. But if you look back at their political roots, if you look back at their political philosophy, if you look back at the years when he was governor and when he ran for president, when he became president, he has always, always, always had a middle-of-the-road stance. These people are moderate Republicans. And it makes Republicans crazy when you say that, but that's what they are. Look, never mind talking about what somebody says. Look at their record. The only thing that flipped that around was Hillary and the health care thing that was not a Republican idea, moderate Republican idea, when they first went in. Other than that, you look at everything the Republicans stood for. Newt Gingrich laughs about it now. Bill Clinton was smart enough to steal, and some of it was in concert with Newt Gingrich. The two of them actually liked each other, and they worked together. They didn't always, they fussed with each other, you know, off and on. But behind the scenes, they were the same, not quite the same as Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, but they figured out how to work together. And Newt Gingrich, who is one of the smartest people that has ever entered American politics, this guy is a genius. On a genius scale, he's a cur as a human being.
Yes.
But he is a very, very, very smart man. And he knows history. He understands how the system works. And when Clinton would ace him out of his jockstrap, sort of a crude male expression, they would laugh about it. Because, and Clinton learned how to do that from Bill Weld, who was governor of Massachusetts for the 8 years that Clinton was president. And that's how they all fit together. That's why if Hillary wins, I would not be surprised that Bill Weld becomes a part of her administration. Because they know each other, they trust each other.
That would be so smart on her part.
Brilliant.
My mom and I were actually talking about this last night, and she said, you know, she said, I really just wish that Bill Weld was on a major ticket. And I said, well, that's so funny that you say that. That's the guy that Doug really likes. And I said, Doug sort of introduced me to him, and the more research I've done on him, I really like him. Yeah. And it's different. I mean, I know he's still very close with the Clintons, and he's a brilliant man, and I hope that she does incorporate him somehow into the cabinet or wherever. I think he'd be an asset.
And if they're really smart when this is all done...
And he was wasted on the Gary Johnson ticket.
Oh, yeah, it was a complete waste of time. But the other thing that I hope we'll have, and I hope we're going to talk about this tomorrow and the next day, if they're smart, no matter who wins, they'll reach out to the other person and try to recreate, even though all these horrible, nasty things have been said in the name of politics. There needs to be a way to bring these two families back together, because they were obviously friends and friendly before.
Well, it certainly looked like Ivanka and Chelsea were friends.
Yeah.
It's been reported widely that they have been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
Sometimes after the debates, they looked like they had pleasant conversations. But,
yeah.
You know, it's been so hard.
Awful.
The whole thing
Awful.
Is terrible.
Awful. Yep. All right. So that's two or three pieces of the pie from our perspective. It's Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 46 past the hour. A thought or two or three or four about Neo 40, which is the sister product to Super Beats. Neo 40 really is Super Beats in capsule form. And there is a lot of reason. I mean, you look at both these products. I've recommended these things now for the last couple of years. I've been on them. Kara has been on them. Victoria has been on them. All the people on the program have been on them. A lot of my friends are on them, and they actually pay for it. So it's a good feeling to know that so many people are benefiting from taking Super Beats and Neo 40. So you say, if you're not familiar with Neo 40, it is an encapsulated teaspoon of Super Beets. Super Beets is the superfood that has nothing but non-GMO beets in them, and beets are the most significant way to bring nitric oxide into your system. And if you don't even know or care what it means simply is that your arteries open up and the blood flows better to your muscles, to your brain, to every single little nook and cranny in your body. Makes you healthier, makes you more alert, and makes you the stamina that comes with this is superb. So call 800-655-4183 to order this product. You listen to me talk about it. I really am excited about it. And so as an adjunct to that, the discussion about Neo 40, you can get that product as well. It comes in a capsule, put in your mouth, dissolves immediately, and is instantly taken into your system. So people have Neo 40 in the morning, about now, and you get up instead of a cup of coffee, or if you still smoke, that kind of stuff, this will get you away from it. By the way, I don't use this as a way to sort of sell it, but if you're trying to stop smoking, this is a perfect way to do it. It really is.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great way to
stop
smoking. Yep. All right, so anyway, 800-655-4183. Call now, get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats. Ask about Neo 40, because you'll probably need them both. Check, check, check. The book is Beat the Odds. You get that, check. You get free shipping, check. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order, check. 800-655-4183. You'll be thanking me, I know you will, for putting you on to this. It's my favorite nutrition element. I take it with, most of the time, with my super drink, if you will, in the morning. Sometimes I have a smoothie or something like that. I work out today, and I'll take this before I go. 800-655-4183, or you can order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores, because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Half the hour now. Time just to cue into some of the technology news. This Tech Talk time, Victoria is going to bring you through how and where you'll have some technological help in learning how to vote. If you don't know where to go in your community, we'll give you the heads up on that. Plus another black eye for Samsung. Sounds like a song. Samsung. Da-da-da-da-da. Samsung. Okay, I'll be quiet now for a moment, a couple of crass commercial messages, and then back with the meat and potato of the Tech Talk report.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself.
Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
All right, so let's get at it here. If you're doing your civic duty today and you're ready to go, but you're not quite sure where to get into line, there are a couple of ways that you can find out using technology, right?
Absolutely. Foursquare, which is a very popular app, you can go on there, you can download the app for free, or you can go to their website, foursquare.com, and they have an interactive map. All you need to do is type in your street address and your home address, and it will tell you exactly where you need to go to poll. And on top of that, it will tell you all of the things that are around there, because in most cases, I mean, I'm in New York City, so I literally walk two blocks up to go to vote, but in most cases, you have to drive somewhere, and it might be out of your normal neck of the woods. So Foursquare has outlined all of the coffee places, the bars, in case this doesn't go in your favor, where you can go and get a drink after you vote, where you can eat, where you can meet up, where you can watch election results. And they've done a really great job having a very interactive map. And so you can download Foursquare. That's for iOS or Android, and it's free. And you can even check in. You can let your friends know where you are, so you can all meet up after everyone goes to the polls.
Ah, how's that for something special? There we go. All right. So Samsung has some more negative news. The washing machines, their model 7.
Well, the Galaxy 7.
Galaxy 7. What else?
Samsung, you know, it's so interesting. Samsung is such a great company, and I've been a fan of Samsung for a long time, and I hope that people don't lose faith in them. They are a great company. They make great products. They've had such a bad run of luck here. The Samsung, the Galaxy Note 7s, of course, everyone knows about them, exploding and catching on fire. So if you still have one, I don't know what your problem is. If you haven't returned
it, I
can't help you. If you still have it, I can't help you. But the washing machines now, which we talked about a few months ago, there were some reports starting to trickle in that some of the washing machines were building up so much momentum during the rinse or the spin cycle that they were actually propelling themselves across the room.
Yeah.
And now it's gotten even worse. 2.8 million of the top-loading washing machines have now officially been recalled by Samsung, because they're now exploding.
Oof.
And in some cases, people have been injured. 730 units have already reportedly exploded. And when you see the aftermath, it looks like a bomb went off.
Wow.
It's really dangerous. So if you have, you can go onto the Samsung site. They have all of the units listed. If you have anything that's between March of 2011 to present, you probably need your machine to be recalled and send it back.
I'm going to guess it may not be quite the right time yet, but pretty soon is going to be a good time to buy Samsung stock.
I would guess so.
Yeah, because it's got to have been affected by that. I didn't look it up, but
yeah.
Always when these things happen, the stock takes a hit.
Yeah, but Samsung is such a great company, and they have so many other wonderful products.
Yeah, they've done very well. So buy some stock in it and sit and wait. Don't be in a hurry. All right, so there's our technology report. Aren't you glad you can go online and find out where to vote? Pretty soon you'll be able to vote online.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.